Cobblestone owner Daryl Carr is with us live this morning on WBEN. There's new information in the Cobblestone fire. Hours before the fire broke out last week, an Erie County court judge had reversed a previous decision that would have allowed properties at 110 and 118 South Park Avenue to be torn down. Daryl, when did you find out about the judge's decision last Tuesday?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. I found out yesterday afternoon. The city attorney sent it to my attorney, and then he emailed it to me. So about 3 o'clock probably yesterday, I think, somewhere around there.
So you found out about it when basically the general public found out about that decision?
Pretty much. You know, when somebody asked, I released, you know, I got some phone calls about it. And at that point, you know, I released my copy. And so that's why, hence the news story last night. But, yeah, that's when I found out.
You did not know. You didn't know about it Tuesday the 18th.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I was told the city didn't know about it either. That's what my attorney told me. Because I asked him, well, when did the city find out about this? And I know that's kind of probably a conspiracy, right? Maybe the city knew before I did. But no, I don't believe anybody but the judge and you know, the people that typed this up. I mean, she signed it on the 18th. It doesn't mean it was prepared on the 18th. I mean, that's my understanding.
You know, but pardon the expression, but this story now is basically fueling the fire of a lot of people who over the past week have not directly, but in, you know, some sort of way, kind of accused you of arson. I mean, what's your reaction when you're hearing some of these comments, whether they're from members of the council or other people who have an eye on this story?
Well, I mean, I guess I could throw it back and say the same thing. Maybe the city did it, right? But I'm not going to say that. I mean, I just did. But, you know, it's good that they brought the ATF in to investigate this because, you know, they'll find out that God did this most likely. Like I said, I didn't see anybody. I don't think anybody else did unless somebody had some footage that I don't – well, nobody told me anything about any other footage. But there is security cameras all around those buildings because of the surrounding properties. Yeah, they can say all they want. I mean, I have a clear conscience. I would never do that. It just complicates the whole issue, right? I'm fighting this in court. And in the original court case was a trial, which the city was brought in to say their case, right? They brought in people. I brought in, you know, my witnesses. They brought in theirs, including inspectors. And that's how it was decided that the judge, in his good conscience, had to order this emergency demolition. So, we're going to appeal this, the decision that was by one judge, of course, to the Court of Appeals. And so that's going to delay all this also. It all depends. I mean, the city could say, hey, you know, okay, this has to be, after their determinations, it can't be stabilized. You know, they can say, you know, go ahead. I mean, I have people ready to take it down, but go ahead and, you know, continue with getting everything in order to take the buildings down.
All right. So to be clear, though, you're not concerned that the ATF is assisting in the investigation. You're actually pleased.
Why would I be concerned? I'm relieved. I can't wait to talk to them if they want to talk to me. I talked to the fire marshal in detail. He has my number. Nobody's contacting me since. Like, I saw him twice. I talked to him the day of the fire. He interviewed me the day of the fire because I was the first one. Not the first one there. The first responders were there before me. And then I spoke with him. I believe it was. It was a few days ago, a couple days ago, maybe Friday they were there. I can't remember exactly. That's when I had my team there to assess the situation. They happened to be there investigating. You know, the fire marshal and some other detectives were there that were brought in also. The ATF wasn't there at that point. But the ATF has a local Buffalo office, and I'm sure they're probably investigating, you know, the Pink Fire also. I mean, it's normal, right? When you're going to consider arson in any fire, So the ATF is brought in because they're experts in that.
Have they told you anything on how long this whole ordeal might take, the investigation?
No, no. They haven't said anything to me. I mean, they know they really can't enter the building. At least the fire marshal said they didn't want to put anybody at risk. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just concerned, like I was since I bought the buildings, that these buildings were a hazard and danger to the public. I mean, that's from my, you know, experience, you know, in my education. You know, everybody wants to talk their game, right? And, but, you know, there's nobody that knows those buildings or that property better than I do.
Well, Daryl, thank you. We appreciate the time this morning.
Sure. Have a great day.
That's the Cobblestone property owner, Daryl Carr, with us on WBEN.